Hi, this is Dave O'Mara, and this is 5x5 on Saturday, May 28th, 2005. Today I'm reading from the Book of Disquiet by Fernando Pessoa, or his heteronym, Bernardo Suarez. This episode is undated, but it has a little subtitle of its own called A Shrug of the Shoulders. Whom I had met only through the transcribed. We generally give to our ideas about the unknown the color of our notions about what
that
we do
one
know.
Strangely lucid,
if we call death
even
asleep,
insightful comment that had appeared in the midst of an unhinged monologue,
if we call
the
that
moment when she talked about being
like
a mental patient as a profession that generated regular paychecks,
we build our
I could have regarded that moment of lucidity as simply wanted, evidence of the intermittency of the disease
on a mental patient called Sylvia Frumkin, a fictitious name that she gave this poor woman's identity. And when I read it, it crystallized a concern that I had, what was to me a major intellectual problem about the nature of the human mind. And
formulation of the law might be
the other. It became considered by astronomers in a world where all the orbits of the planets in their solar system happened to be have no eccentricity whatsoever, to all be in the same plane and be perfectly circular.
And then dreaming.
So I'm going to continue where he's been talking about
now,
this possibility.
This might be what considered a creative method of a poet as well.
But perhaps what he's arguing here is that a poet gives appropriate names to things and then dreams what results from that. But I think poets also give new names to things. But he's talking about the conventional world and about and the way civilization just the names that everyone has for things, not the brilliant
and
the names.
I pretty quickly sized him up as being some kind of mentally ill, but it was so cold at night, you know, that I couldn't kick him out because it was very, very dangerous outside. And so I let him into the lobby, and he was, you know, about kind of goofy. Not
the guy,
you know,
clearly did
not
exploit the unwillingness of any of us to be responsible for him freezing to death in the bitter sub-zero cold.
We sit down,
but on the other hand, I mean, wasn't he obviously terribly mentally ill?
I mean, if there was a certain rationality, a certain cohesiveness, a certain hierarchical structure to his behavior that night,
a major objective.
Now,
in the pursuit
this is really interesting because he's attributing to the conventional worldview the creative power is normally reserved for an artist. He sees that of lying and then transforming a lie into a reality. Okay. These meandering thoughts that I calmly record in the cafe I chanced to sit down in were evoked by something as I was walking down the street. What? I don't know. A sudden, subtle tick of light,
a fresh metaphor.
Nearly everything we say involves some sort of metaphor. I'll be back in a moment.
Unknown
referring to time as space and space as time. We use metaphors all the time, deeply embedded in everything we say. And our current metaphor for people who are severely mentally ill is that they are ill. We shall not be inclined to believe that nature has done it deliberately to deceive us.
That's
the version of it being that pure chance. The hypothesis of an error of this kind, in other words, the discovery of anything simple, seems to us to reveal an underlying structure.
And the guy, he calms down, gets in the ambulance, goes off to the emergency room for the night, and the cop turns to me and says, there's your tax dollars at work. This cost the taxpayer $800, whatever, right now, by the time the night's done, it'll be $2,000 or $3,000.
Made by a blunt pencil,
and
I haven't the heart to sharpen.
What struck me
then,
provided to me by the cafe uses to wrap up sandwiches, in which they provided me with, because I required nothing better, and anything would have done as long as it was white, and I feel content. I lean back. So now he seems to be coming out of the depression. Evening falls, monotonous and rainless, in a discouraged, uncertain sort of light. And I stop writing just because I stop writing. And I stop talking just because it's time to stop.